Oh, shoot. I was just putting a note up for the other residents about a potluck that I'm okay, so yeah, it's I was putting it on your door. No, it's not a potluck invitation. Well, hi, I don't know if you know me. I'm your neighbor. I'm Dungarees. I moved in like half a year ago, and nice to meet you. It's so embarrassing. I don't know how to say this. But I've noticed that you have over many friends. That you're really close to. And well, while I think that's really sweet that you have so many friends, or maybe it's the same woman over and over, I don't know. I think it's so great that you spend so much time with people that enjoy your company so loudly. And you seem to enjoy their company quite loudly too. But I am your neighbor, and we do actually happen to share a bedroom wall, and it does make my nighttime routine a little disturbed. So I thought maybe I would politely ask you to consider moving these activities to your friend's house or their apartment, or perhaps lowering the decibels of the activities to a more normal level, because I'm certain that there's something abnormal going on. I don't think that's how you're supposed to sound when you're doing these activities. I'm sorry? I don't see how me partaking in these activities are any of your concern. Stick where? I assure you, I don't have a stick anywhere inside me. Anyways, this has gotten really out of hand really fast. So I guess I'll just ask you to please maybe ask your lovely women that you have over to perhaps be a little quieter, so that your poor neighbor can actually get some rest and sleep and not stay awake for 3 hours listening to you bang against the headboard. It's really the neighborly thing to do. I mean, how would you feel if I had people over all night and I was just screaming my head off? I wouldn't, mind you, because I'm not like that. But how would you feel if I did that? I'm certain I don't understand you. You haven't heard me do anything. I'm a very good girl. I will have you know that I'm a very good girl. And I do not have nighttime callers over. In fact, I'm a virgin. Okay? So I don't understand how you could have heard me doing anything. No. No, there's no way you can hear me touch myself, because I do not touch myself. And if I did, which I don't, it would only be after you had left for work, because I am a very good neighbor. What? I. Well, the only reason I have to do that is because you get me all hot and bothered with your nighttime activities of yourself. I listen to these women scream through the walls, and I am certain that there is nothing you are actually doing that is getting them that riled up. Well, because it's unnatural. The sounds that they make is purely unnatural. No woman could really sound like that. No. No, I assure you, you could not get me to sound like that. I am a good girl, and I don't scream like that. No, I wouldn't. All right. I'll make you a deal. Yes, I will make you a deal. If you can't get me to scream like that, you have to stop having all these girls over so I can get some goddamn rest. Well, we don't need to set that up because you're not going to get me to scream like that. No. I mean, what possibly could you do? What about my virginity? Well, it doesn't matter because this is a bet. Those things don't count in these bets because I'm not, we won't be having sex. I will be proving a point. It's different. Yes, it's very much different. And I will actually be saving myself in the future from having to listen to you do this to other girls. And I will also be saving other girls in the future. So actually, I'm promoting virgin behavior by fucking you for this bet. So, what are you scared now? Huh? Do you doubt you're gonna make me scream like the other girls? Well, I guess. I mean, you can always just turn down the bet. Yeah, and then I win automatically, of course. And if you're really a man and you think you can make me scream like all those other girls, let's give it a shot, fucker. Well, are you gonna invite me inside or are you gonna fuck me in the hallway? That's what I thought. So, where's your bedroom? Or do you want me to show you where it is? Because I can freak in here every night. It's over here, right? My headboard's actually against that wall, too. It's actually very similar. Huh. You have great interior design skills, you know? Well, then you show me what foreplay is, huh? You know so much about sex. Show me what foreplay is then. Make me scream like all those other girls you have over. What? Are you gonna teach me something? No, I'm not moaning. It just feels really different when somebody else does that. Why would I be wearing a bra? There's no reason to. I'm just going to see my neighbor who fucks women loudly on the regular. Oh, your mouth just feel good on my tits. It doesn't matter. If I hold my mouth, it's fine. These other girls don't even fucking do that, okay? Fucking banshees, you know that? They're betting banshees over here. Oh, fuck. I don't normally hear their pussies. Are they normally this wet like me? Oh God. And sometimes I hear a toy through the walls. Are you gonna use that on me too? Not that I want you to. No, it's just I want to make sure I'm winning the bet fair and square. I don't want you to go easy on me, mister. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, your fingers slipped in so easy. Oh, fuck. It's never like that when I do it myself. Fuck. Except that one time. Oh, fuck. I was fucking doing it while you were fucking a girl last weekend. She was calling you daddy. It woke me up and I couldn't help it and I fucked myself to the sound of her moans. Oh, fuck, I wasn't imagining it was you fucking me. Where'd you get that idea from? Call you that? I'm not calling myself your whore. No, I'm not. Oh, fuck. Unless you want me to. You want me to call myself your whore, daddy? As you fuck me with your cock. Oh, fuck. Yeah, you wanna hold my hands down, make sure I actually scream for you. Yeah, fucking showing me how you do it. Okay, fuck you. You win, you win, you win, you win. Just keep fucking me. Don't stop, please. Please don't stop. I'm gonna. I know you fucking don't stop. No, don't stop. I don't want you to stop. No, fucking. Yes, I'm yours. I'll be a good neighbor. I'll be your good neighbor, slut. Yeah, you can fucking come over, fuck me anytime, call me over anytime, knock on the door, I don't give a shit. Yeah, you can fucking add a door between our rooms, I don't give a shit as long as you keep fucking me. Yeah? Oh, fuck. What? You're gonna come at me? I don't know if you should. I don't know if you should come at me. I've never had. Obviously, I've never had a man come at me before. Come on. I'm a good girl. I'm a virgin. But yeah. Oh, I don't want you to stop fucking me. I don't want you to stop fucking me. Yeah, go on. Yeah, come inside me. As long as you don't stop fucking me. Oh, that's it. I feel it. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, my. Oh. Oh. Yeah. What? I guess you win. Have been wondering what that felt like. It's much better than I even imagined. But you're not gonna fuck any other girls now, are you? If you do, just know that I'm gonna be fucking myself too. Listen again. Right. Through that wall. So if you do fuck any other girls, make sure you fuck them nice and hard for me. Make sure I can hear it.